After a week off, we're back in stride, and I'm proud to say this. Welcome to another edition of the 2-2 Podcast. Listen, I'm so glad and grateful you could join me today. We are continuing our series entitled Bro Code, and today's message is one that I need everyone, not just the men, but everyone to hear. So you know the move. Grab your friends, grab your family, grab your coworkers. Grab those people you don't like. Don't forget your notebook, your iPad, your laptop, whatever you need to take notes. Let's lock in. Let's go to work. See you in a minute. Well, good afternoon. Happy Tuesday. And welcome to today's 2-2 Podcast episode. I will say this, I have certainly missed you all the past week. Actually, 2 out of the last 3 weeks, I've been out serving my community, giving back, being a role model, teaching a new sport to kids who would ultimately, and I say this very loosely, ultimately would never be taught this sport at any other time. Well, we pray that they would be, but you know, in some cases, they're not going to play this. They may or may not play this sport later in life or once they get back to school. But it's absolutely been a joy to be back doing sports camps. It's been a joy to, you know, do what I do. But I'm glad to be back with you all as well. So, without further ado, let's get it rolling. Hey, if it's your first time or your first time in a long time, welcome and welcome back. I pray that in these next few moments, I speak to your storm, speak to your struggle, speak to your situation. I strive to be 3 things on this show and in life. And that is authentic, transparent, and informal. And I pray that within those 3 pillars of this show and in my life, that I cause you to be supercharged, to be energized, to say enough is enough with the struggle, to say enough is enough with the generational chains that I've been bound to, that it encourages you to become everything that you have been designed and created to be. And I promise this one thing, and say it with me if you've been with me for a long time. I'm like Anita Baker. I'm going to give you the best that I got at all times. So again, thank you for joining me if it's your first time or your first time in a long time. All right, let's get to work. So we are continuing, as you heard on the intro, we are continuing our series entitled Bro Code. For those of you who are joining us for the first time or the first time in a long time, we're in season 3 of the 2-2 Podcast, and I decided to do a series that really targeted men, to really talk about some things that we generally do not talk about, and to talk about some things that, you know, oftentimes are, how shall we say, taboo amongst men. We're not talking about this at the water cooler at work. We're not talking about this at the gym. We're not talking about this, you know, at lunch. We're not talking about this when we gather together as men. We're not talking about stuff like this at the barbershop. But I felt that it was time to finally talk about it. And so we are continuing this series today, but we are wrapping it up this coming Thursday, because in August we got some big coming up, so be on the lookout for that. All right, so today I wanted to talk about self-care. Now, I've done episodes and I've kind of briefly talked about practicing self-care, but I wanted to talk about it from a different standpoint, using 3 words that I encourage not just men to start using, but women to start using if you are listening and you are dealing with this same issue. Allow me to be transparent in this moment. For such a long time, I had a problem loving myself. For such a long time, I had a problem loving myself. And when I say that, I mean it in this way. I mean it in a way that is authentic, that is genuine, that says, in spite of all that's going on around me, in spite of all of the hatred, in spite of all of the comparisons, in spite of all of the competitions, in spite of all of the material things that we often attribute to self-love. And it's nothing wrong with liking things and liking material things. There's nothing wrong with it. But I wanted to get to a point where I said to myself, with or without these things, I was going to genuinely and authentically love myself. And for a long time, I couldn't do that. And so oftentimes I found myself in a place where I tried to be someone else. I found myself in a place where I tried to walk as somebody else. And so many times when you love yourself, you find yourself in that place. Show of hands. I know you can't see me and I can't see you, but for research purposes, I want you to raise your hand. How many have ever been in that place that I've been in or that I was in? Or better yet, how many people are still in that place where they're saying to themselves, I like me, but I don't love me. There's some things about me that I don't like, that I don't love. I love that I'm in a certain place in life, but there's a part of me that's still empty. I love that I'm doing well in a certain career, but there's a part of me that's still empty that causes me not to love me. And as we stand here, as I talk about this, I want to ask a question, and I want you to do this for your own research, for your own self-reflection. I want to ask this question. What causes us to not love ourselves? Well, this is what I think based on, my own experience. I think one of the first things that causes us to not love ourselves is, too many people that say they love themselves, they do it in a very narcissistic way. And when I say they're doing it in a narcissistic way, I mean they love themselves in such a way that they push away the people that they care for. The type of self-love that destroys others. I've been in that place where I've had the type of self-love, or so I thought, but I had the type of self-love that destroyed other people, that pushed other people away, that caused people to never, ever want to deal with me. Caused me to burn some bridges that should have stayed erect. Should have stayed up. Caused me to ruin some opportunities for growth and advancement. But most of all, it gave me a false sense of self. That self-love where it's all about me and nobody else. And so many times when you start to love yourself, You find people around you. And here's my second point. That are uncomfortable with an authentic and genuine you. You start to love yourself. You find yourself surrounded, camped, encircled, gathered around, whatever words you want to add to it, around people who smile in your face but hate you behind your back. They know what you've been through. They know the storms that you've been through. They know the hell that you've had to fight to get to that point where you said enough is enough. I can't be anybody else but me, and I'm going to love me no matter who hates me. And I heard a phrase. I heard somebody. This is back in the this is back in the days of Vine, and some of you younger folks who don't know what Vine is. It was TikTok before TikTok. You had 7 seconds at first, and then it was. And correct me if I'm wrong, y'all. Please, if y'all follow me on social media, please correct me if I'm wrong. You had people who would do videos that were 10 seconds long. And there was a man. And he said, they're not going to like you. They're not going to like your skin. He was one of his elders taught him that. They're not going to like you. They're not going to like your skin. They're not going to like the way that you walk. They're not going to like the way that you talk. They're not going to like the way that you carry yourself. They're not going to like who you are. They're not going to like the moves that you make. They're not going to like the fact that you decided to go down a different road, a different path. They're not going to like the fact that you love you, that they love you. But in spite of that, learn to love you. He said, I love me. In spite of the fact that they don't love me, they don't like my skin, they don't like how I move, they don't like what I'm doing, they smile in my face. But all the while, they talk about me behind my back. And in spite of the gossip, in spite of the life, in spite of the talk, in spite of the slander, in spite of the hatred they have for me, I'm going to love me through it all. And sometimes that's a very hard road to go down, to learn how to love you in the face of people who secretly hate you. They secretly dislike every bit of you, every piece of you. Every time you get blessed, they hate you. Every time you put a quote up on Instagram that's positive and uplifting, they hate you. Every time you do something to help others, they hate you. Every time you smile, they hate you. It's hard to love yourself in a place and in a circle where others hate you. And the reason why they hate you for loving you is because they hate themselves. There's a part of them that they absolutely grade A despise. And I don't want to magnify. Let me stop magnifying the haters. But I need you to understand, I came from a place where I had to try to impress people that didn't like me regardless. I know I'm going on a tangent here, and it seems like I'm going in a different direction, and it seems like I'm not talking about self-love, but I need to set the foundation. I'm trying to tell somebody who is jumping through hoops and jumping in lakes for people who wouldn't step in a puddle for you. Stop wasting your self-worth on people who don't even see themselves, who don't even see their own worth. Stop wasting your love on people who choose to hate themselves. I refuse to be like other people in this day and age who would rather tear down a person who loves themselves in the greatest ways, in the most authentic and genuine and positive ways, simply because they can't stand the sight of themselves. Talk to me, somebody. I know you're dealing with it right now. I understand how it feels to be around people who don't like you because you're you. But here I stand to let somebody know who's in that situation. Do it anyway. Love anyway. Love yourself anyway. Here's another reason why it's hard to love yourself authentically and genuinely. And I think of it like this, and I was talking to my grandma about this before I even, you know, as I was wrapping up, you know, getting ready, wrapping up, you know, notes and, you know, thoughts and research ahead of this this episode. Sometimes we attribute, and I said this at the, just at the beginning of this, at the introduction of this, you know, this talk, sometimes we attribute self-love to possessions. And it's not, and again, once again, let me reiterate that it's not a bad thing to have things. But never get so caught up in the possessions that you forget the, that you forget to love yourself. And that says that in spite of it all, in spite of, if I have it, I'm going to love me. If I don't have it, I'm going to love me. If I got $1 million, I'm still going to love me authentic. If I got a dollar, that's it. If I'm eating at McDonald's, I'm still going to love me. If I'm eating at Ruth's Chris, I'm going to love me. If I'm eating, if I'm walking, I'm going to love me. If I'm riding the bus, I'm still going to love me authentically. If I'm driving in a Murcielago, I'm going to love me. Body and soul, I'm going to love me. For me. Not what anybody else thinks of me. I'm going to love me for who God created me to be. Not with somebody else, not based on somebody else's opinion of who I should be, but who God created me to be. I'm going to love that. And how do you do that? Well, you first start off by celebrating those small wins, small victories. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. Do not despise the day of small beginnings. Small victories produce championships. It's the little things. It's those days where you go 1-0 that mean the most. Because if you have a, because I attribute those small victories to making a putt, to, putting a puzzle together. And once you put it piece by piece, then you get the bigger picture. You celebrate. Sometimes you have to learn how to celebrate a corner of the puzzle being finished before you celebrate the whole puzzle being finished. Sometimes you got to celebrate the border just being finished before you celebrate the whole thing. Celebrate those small wins. I think another thing that you do is recognize your scars, but don't be defined by your scars. Don't allow your scars to become the reason why you don't love you. Don't let your proclivities be the reason why you don't love you. Recognize your scars. But at the same time, y'all, understand. And as and let me speak as a man. Sometimes it's hard to recognize your scars. Sometimes it's hard to recognize that you've been hurt. It's hard to recognize that you've been damaged, because in a lot of cultures, and in a lot of households, in a lot of families, as men, we're taught never to recognize our scars. You've heard me say this before, and I'm going to say it until I'm blue in the face. I'm going to keep saying it and keep saying it, that you need to understand and recognize that if you don't recognize those painful moments in your life, you'll compress and compress and compress. If you don't recognize those painful moments in your life, you'll never heal. What you conceal cannot heal. It will remain. It will be painful. It will be aggravating. It will be irritating. But don't push that pain to the side. Recognize the pain that you're in, because it is one of the steps to loving yourself. Manage your expectations. Manage your expectations. What are your expectations? What are your plan? What is your plan? What is your purpose in life? What are your goals? What are they? My intro. My introduction would always start like we on Anchor. You have a little thing where you do an introduction. And I used to say, what is your plan? What is your purpose? What are your motives? What are your expectations? How will you begin to start loving yourself daily? Minute by minute. How will you do that? How will you practice self-love? How will you practice self-care? How will you practice that? Will you go on a walk? Will you write affirmations? Will you pray? Will you write? Will you read? What will you do to love yourself in a positive, authentic, and positive and authentic way? Manage your expectations. What do you expect? It's one thing to expect things from others, but what do you expect from yourself? Because when it all comes down to it, you can't love, and I know this is a tangent, I understand, I've been on a tangent most of this episode, and I understand that, and I apologize if I have been off task and off target. But we always place expectations on others. What expectations do we have for ourselves? To be everything that we've been designed to be, to actually love ourselves in an authentic and transparent way. Loving yourself involves turning your ashes for beauty. Understanding your ashes were a period in your life that was ugly and was dirty. And you looked in the mirror and you hated yourself and you thought you were ugly. You thought you were terrible. You thought you were the worst person in the world. Who could love a person like me that's so damaged and destroyed and broken? Who could love somebody like me? But I've learned something, that God specializes in turning the ugliest, dirtiest, nastiest, most disgusting pieces of our life and turning them into beauty, turning our tests into testimonies, turning our trials into joy, and turning our sorrow into joy. He specializes in that. God specializes in that. specializes in turning ashes into something beautiful. The worst thing in my whole life became the most beautiful thing. Every sick thing in my life became well when I started to love me. All day today. And I want you to declare this for your own life. And all day today, as you go into your midweek, say this. All day today, to all my men who are in the struggle of their lives right now. All day today, I'm determined to not only be myself, but love myself in an authentic and positive way. Manage your expectations. Write down what you love about yourself. Celebrate those small victories. Don't be defined by your scars. Let your scars tell the story of how you made it out of a bad, bad place where self-hatred was prevalent in your life. And as you go into your midweek, I want you to declare in your own life, in spite of all the things and all the situations around you, I want you to declare this to yourself. I love me. Hey, listen, thank you for joining the show today. Don't forget to follow the show page and my personal page. The show page is 22 underscore podcast. That is 22 underscore podcast on Instagram. And my personal page at Alex J underscore live. That is Alex J underscore live. Please don't forget the 22 podcast has merch. That's on 22apparel.threadless.com. That is 22apparel.threadless.com. See you soon.